one.
Here's a message from Frigidaire and Kuna Refrigeration in Clay Center. Being comfortable is priceless, and when you can get amazing home comfort at a more comfortable price, why wait any longer? Right now, when you call Kuna Refrigeration about a Frigidaire complete comfort system, you'll save on price and receive comfort. Kuna Refrigeration, Air Conditioning, and Heating always wishes the Clay Center and area athletes good luck. Kuna Refrigeration and Clay Center. Call 402-762-3738 or 469-6939.
Dahlstein Truck Line Incorporated in Clay Center has been your premier carrier of choice since 1946. More than 60 years of serving Clay Center, the state of Nebraska, the Midwest, and carrying into 48 states. For Dahlstein Truck Line to be your choice, call 402-762-3511 or 1-800-228-4313. Dahlstein Truck Line Incorporated proudly supports the Clay Center and area students in the classroom and on the athletic fields. Good luck to the Clay Center athletes, teams, and coaches from everyone at Dahlstein Truck Line Incorporated in Clay Center.
1230 KHAS.
And the Clay Center Wildcats, cats and dogs, separated only by a net. Real quick, we'll get your starting lineups as the girls have already taken court. We'll be underway here shortly. Kelsey Owen starts things off for the Chamber Coyotes. They are an awesome team, 31-1, have won 15 in a row, 19-0 versus D2 teams. Solid play by the Chamber Coyotes today. Their starting lineup looks like this. Kelsey Owen is a 5'5 junior on the outside, leads the team in kills, 206 on the season. Caitlin Gosh is a 5'8 outside hitter. She is a senior. Erin DeVries is a 5'8 junior, leads the team in blocks. Lauren Tomjack's a 5'8 junior. And Montana LeBolt is a 5'6 senior on the right-hand side. Megan Hoffman is the setter for the Chambers Coyotes. She's a 5'6 junior. Play underway, and Clay Center with the start and with the first point. Big hammer on the left side by Danielle Sock. Check that. It's going to be by Sierra Tompkin. Here's a starting lineup for the Wildcats as they take a 1-0 lead to get things started here. Their lineup, Abigail Sorensen, she is the big hammer. She'll do everything for the Clay Center Wildcats tonight. Sierra Tompkin is a 5'10 senior on the outside as well. Ravon Hudson is a 5'6 right side hitter listed today. She's playing in the middle as we speak. Vanessa Ponder is a 5'6 senior as well. And the center for the match, or for the Clay Center Wildcats, Jill Boxa is your 5'6 senior. That's your starting lineup for the Clay Center Wildcats, who dispatched Mullen last night in three quick sets. It was a difficult job for the Chambers Coyotes. We'll tell you a little bit about that as we go along. Right now, Clay Center gets things started here with a little bit of a roll. They are pushing now up 3-0 off the super sets from Sierra Tompkin. Tompkin has a running jump serve. She sends it across. This one's going to be picked up by Chambers' Kelsey Owen. Big set in the middle, hammered down on the right side from the middle. Clay Center comes back. Second row shot goes in hard. Sierra Tompkin steps it up big and picks up a kill. That quick, we're going to get a timeout for Chambers, so that'll give us an opportunity to set things, slow things down just a little bit, tell you about this matchup. Clay Center up 4-0 here in the first set. The Wildcats, again, dispatched Mullins last night in three quick sets yesterday afternoon, actually, and they did it on the power of Abigail Sorensen. You'll be hearing from her a lot. The Clay Center outside hitter has put up some big numbers. Leads the Wildcats in aces, blocks, and kills. Had 23 kills last night alone against Mullen. Sierra Tompkin had 11 kills last night on the other outside position for Clay Center. They come into the contest at 30-2 today. Julie Studnicka is a longtime coach for the Wildcats. For Chambers, we mentioned them. They've won 15 in a row, 19-0 versus D2 teams. Had a rough run last night against Fall City Sacred Heart. We're back from the timeout now. Service continues from Tompkin. Sierra Tompkin loads up on the right side. Shot's going to be touched at the net coming from the Coyotes, and the Chambers squad will get their first point on the board down now by 3. Back to serve for Chambers is Megan Hoffman. Megan Hoffman's a hard-hitting center for Chambers. On the left side, big booming shot saved. Abigail Sorensen comes up big. She'll come up and load up again, fire another shot down. This one they're not going to be so lucky to return. Chambers won as Sorensen does it up on the left side, nods her head like she knew what was going to happen. She got two good sets from Boxa and drove it home. Two quick kills for Abigail Sorensen. 5-1 is our score. Chambers now loads up. They're going to give a free ball back to Clay Center. Clay Center has to scramble back to get it as someone was out of position, and the point will go to Chambers now. It's 5-2. Back to set now, or back, Laura Tomjak will serve. Abigail Sorensen down the line, through the block, and it runs along the court and gets the points for Clay Center. They'll get the service back in a 6-2 lead. Abigail Sorensen now with some big kills already. Back to serve for the Wildcats, Jill Box at the center. Shot goes woo, down hard and quick in the libero. Brianna Bailey could do little to get out of the way. We did not mention Brianna Bailey during the starting lineup. She wasn't on the court, so now she's back in here at that libero position. She's a 5'4 junior. Four deep now to handle the service from the Coyotes. Caitlin Gosh. Service is over. Boxa will make a run for it. Sierra Tompkin along the block, down the line from the back row, gets it to drop for Clay Center, and they'll stretch their lead now 7-3. Wildcats on top. Back to serve now is Abigail Sorensen, and she's got a hard running jump serve. It's going to be covered by Chambers, and then Sorensen can't handle the return. And off into the crowd it goes, and it'll be a point for Chambers, 7-4. Back to serve for Chambers now is Montana LeBolt. LeBolt has a big jump serve. She hammers it right into the net, and Clay Center will get it right back up by 4. 8-4 is your score, and Brianna Bailey will be back in. Brianna Bailey toes the left side. She'll step up, drive it back deep, caught and covered by the Coyotes. Hard setup on the right side. No one touched it, and out of bounds it goes. Clay Center watches it go and watches that scoreboard tick up one more time. They're up by 5. Biggest lead of the match for Clay Center just underway here in the first set. Brianna Bailey sends it across. This can't be played. Tough effort for Chambers to get it as the return goes right back to the net, right at the side judge, and the lead stretches now to 6. Clay Center putting some points together, courtesy of Brianna Bailey, the libero, with 45 aces on the season. Chambers loads up and attacks in the middle position. Shot from Aaron DeVries is going to go out of bounds, and Clay Center will continue their streak now up by 7. Bailey again steps up from the left side. Her shot floats over, covered by Chambers. Battle at the net. Going to drop down into the Chambers side. Clay Center extends their lead 12-4. We've got a timeout for Chambers. We'll take a break as well. You're listening to High School Volleyball on KHAS 1230 and HastingsLink.com.
Luna Nacre, this company knows what it means to really move, to luxury in both the body and the story. Luna Nacre Dance Theater will perform at the Merriman Center on Wednesday, November 18th, 2009. Enjoy this fast-paced, captivating, and humorous performance that fuses Latino culture, modern contemporary dance, and outstanding talent into a dynamic theater experience. Go to pickmytickets.com or call 698-8297.
Welcome back to semifinal playoff action for girls volleyball here in Lincoln. Rob Awesome with you courtside. Watching the Clay Center Wildcats take a 8-point lead here in the first set. Chambers and their coach Sandy Miller. Chambers, last year's state runner-up. Runners-up. They were the second-place team last year. And they're back 5 deep now against Brianna Bailey. Bailey's service is over. Chambers handles it. Boxa makes a diving shot, tipped at the net, knocked over by Vanessa Ponder. And Clay Center keeps the drive alive. Block at the net. Good backup by Jill Boxa. Boxa hammers from the back row, gets it in right on the inside of that back corner. And Jill Boxa puts up a huge shot from the back row and stretches the lead now to 9. Brianna Bailey just popping off the points for Clay Center. Bailey steps up, drives it across, picked up by the Coyotes. Working now on the right side. Touched over and knocked out of bounds. Good play by Brianna Bailey. She came up, was going to make a play on it, but the ball drops about a foot out of bounds, and the lead now stretches to 10. Seven straight points now. Substitutions for Chambers. Sarah DeKay will come back in. Service from Bailey goes into the back row. Coyotes will load up on the right side. Attempted shot from Aaron DeVries, but it's going to be batted right back. And Clay Center has built up a very dominating 11-point lead, 15-4. Brianna Bailey has kept this drive alive with eight straight points. Coyotes attack the left side, and the Wildcats will have to send back a free ball. Jill Boxa will send it over, and the Coyotes will quickly push it right back and in. Nobody was there. Sorensen couldn't make a play on it, and the streak will come to an end, but it's still a 10-point lead for the Coyotes. Into the match now, Kelsey Owens will return, and to the bench, Sarah DeKay. Owens way back, and she's got a jump serve and a half. Look at that shot. She just jumps up, threw that ball a mile high in the air, timed it perfectly, and got a good solid shot, but the Wildcats were there to cover. Good return by the Coyotes in desperation, loading up on the left side. Hard shot into the net. Sierra Tompkin can't get it to go, and Chambers puts 2 points together. 15-6 is our score. Chambers trying to scratch back into it. Kelsey Owen, nice-looking jump serve, I'll tell you that. She just heaves that ball in the air, just clears the net. Good play by the Wildcats to keep that alive. Boxa sets the left side. Tompkin has it through the block, and it's going to be played by Chambers. Now attacking on the right side, picked up by the Wildcats. They're going to load up from the back row. Hard shot from Boxa in that back row, but the rally continues, and Chambers has got a good shot into the back row of the Wildcats, and they'll have to scramble, can't get to it. And now the Coyotes starting to put some points together. Three in a row. Off the service of Kelsey Owen. Owen leads the team in kills. She has 63 aces, and boy, you can clearly see why. 63 aces and does not lead this Chambers team. So some good service expected from the Coyotes today. Boxa, quick set over to the right side. Going to be dinked over, and they're going to call Chambers into the net. So Clay Center will get the service back, up by nine. Back to serve for the Wildcats, Vanessa Ponder, the 5'6", right side hitter, has 26 aces on the season. Make it 27 here. She didn't get any yesterday, but she just drops this one right in the middle of the court, and Clay Center back to a 10-point lead. Vanessa Ponder had a nice placement. They're back five deep on her. Only the center sits up there, and that's Megan Hoffman. Hoffman has a back set, and she loads up perfect on the right side. Aaron DeVries drives it down. Aaron DeVries gets the kill for Chambers, and it's 17-8 service now from the Coyotes, and it'll be Aaron DeVries. And she's got kind of an awkward service, but it's going to be just out of bounds. Chambers fans didn't like it. It was right near the line. But Clay Center will get the service back along with it, that 10-point lead again. They've led by as many as 11. Return service right at the net. Sorensen makes a nice read, touches it over. Sorensen, I tell you, they got her listed at 5'11", but she is a tall 5'11". 11-point advantage now for the Wildcats, their biggest lead of this first set, and a hard shot, good serve by Tompkin. Sierra Tompkin puts it on the money. 12-point lead now for the Wildcats. They continue to build on it. Tompkin now works the left side, hard shot off the block, good save. Boxer tries to keep it alive. Are they going to get it at the net? No, they will not. Clay Center tried to make a play. It was a good shot to begin with from that left side. Caitlin Gosh got a good piece of it, and it's 20-9. Service rotates around to Megan Hoffman. Hoffman, the center. Sorensen hammers one down and through. She crosses the net and gets the point. Cross-court shot. Brianna Bailey will head to the bench. Coming in to serve now, Ravon Hudson. Hudson had three aces last night against Mullen in that three-set sweep to get here to the semifinals. Sorensen pushes it over. Hoffman right back. We're going to get a shot into the net. Goes Clay Center. So the lead now cut to 11, 21-10 here in the first set. Lauren Tomjak rotates around. She'll take the serve. Box it now. Works the left side with Sorensen. Sorensen hammers one across, but it's covered by the Coyotes. Tip in the middle of the net now. And the Chambers team's going to have to regroup. Good shot. Blind effort by Kelsey Owen keeps the rally going for Chambers. She just reached out, popped that ball across, and then loads up now on the left side for the attack and hammers it out of bounds. And Clay Center will get the service back. I tell you, Kelsey Owen made a nice stab at the ball and kept it alive for Chambers, but was unable to capitalize on it, and it's 22-10. Back to serve is Jill Boxa for the Wildcats. Wildcats serve is over. Hoffman works the middle now. Dinked over. Nobody home for Clay Center. Jill Boxa came up to dive for it, but it was just a little bit of a dink that was too short for her to get. It's 22-11. Katie Gosch makes the serve now. Seth's now going to be back to Sorensen. Diving effort, and Chambers can't get to it. Good effort again by Kelsey Owen, but it's going to go out of bounds, and Clay Center will pick up the point, 23-11. Abigail Sorensen will have her big hammer of a jump serve coming up next. There it goes. Just clears the net. Good cover by Owen on the right side. Down at the net. Good block. And they'll give the point to Clay Center. Hammering over there on the left side for the Wildcats. Sierra Tompkins. Tompkins stretches down the lead. Set point. 24-11. And the ball in the hands of Sorensen right where the Wildcats want it. They float one across. Chambers tries to cover. Hoffman now works the left side. Down to cover was Sorensen. Tompkins now on the left side. Gets it to go in. She just took the kill down and gets the point and the set for Clay Center. So quick striking. Clay Center take a 25-11 victory in the first set. We were going to take a quick break. We'll come back with our mid-set break. You're listening to High School Volleyball on KHAS 1230, HastingsLink.com.
Professionalism and respect. These are the values shared by the people of Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital. Specialists from the state's leading heart program can be found at the Hastings Heart Institute, where they combine minimally invasive technologies such as CT angiography with capable hands and everyday heroism. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital. Advanced care in the heart of your community.
Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska since 1882 by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, trust farm management services, insurance, and investment products. The staff at Cornerstone Bank really cares about you and the communities we serve. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome once again back to semifinal action from Lincoln. Rob Austin with you courtside here at Lincoln Southeast. We're watching the Clay Center Wildcats take on the Chambers Coyotes. And the Coyotes drop this first set very quickly. Good play, good quick action by Clay Center. Makes it a 25-11. Fast work for Clay Center. They took Mullins in three straight very quickly yesterday and continue that superb play today. And they do it at the hands of Abigail Sorensen. Sorensen with unofficially six kills on the morning so far, and Sierra Tompkins four as well with a nice ace to go along with it. Some good play by Clay Center all the way around, and as the competition increases, you can see that Clay Center relies very heavily on Abigail Sorensen to come up big for them. On the year, she has 480 kills. She went over 500 with her efforts last night, so on the season, Abigail Sorensen she could put some kills together for the Wildcats. When she finishes all of her kills, it looks like a slaughterhouse because she just puts a shot on that ball that you would not believe. Good effort, and she credits that to Jill Boxa. Boxa gives her some super sets to keep it going. And while we're at it here, before we get back to our second set action coming your way here momentarily, I want to welcome all of our Clay Center listeners tuning in on 1230 KHAS. And don't forget, you can also tune in online, live streaming available for you at HastingsLink.com. Just kind of go into the streaming portion of the menu on HastingsLink.com, and there you go. You can follow along with us, and we welcome all of our listeners that are doing so that way. Anybody out of the area or not able to make it to the game, but looking at the sidelines, I don't know if there's anyone left in Clay Center to watch these girls in their drive to the championship. So back underway now in our third set. Chambers goes to work quick, and a hard shot from the left sideline. Katie Gosh gets it to go, and out of bounds it is, and Chambers will strike first in the second set. Again, Clay Center took the first set, 25-11, and Chambers has a big hole to dig now. Chambers, a squad that's 31-1, not accustomed to dropping that first set, though they did go 5 to Sacred Heart yesterday. Sorensen winds up, pops it, drops it right into the net, and the lead continues to stay with Chambers, 2-0 for the Coyotes. Service continues from Megan Hoffman. Hoffman sends it across. Boxa pushes it over to Sorensen. Sorensen drives it, didn't get a lot on it. And racing down along the line, and now it's Chambers who's made some adjustments. Through the block from Abigail Sorensen down the Clay Center side and onto their side of the court. Point goes to the Coyotes, and they've racked up 3 straight points to get this second set started. Hoffman rips this one across. The libero, Brianna Bailey, there to cover it. Sorensen will send it back in a free ball on the right side. Coyotes load up, drops it right on the line. Good kill. Montana LaVolt will pick up her first kill of the morning, and it's a 4-0 lead for Chambers. Clay Center got off to a 4-0 lead in the first set, and now Chambers returns the favor. Shot comes over. It's a floater that's going to go out of bounds. Diving out of the way at the last minute was Dylan Woodbury, and that'll bring an end to the Chambers streak. 4-1 is our score. Jamie Boxa exits for the Wildcats and in to serve for the Coyotes. Laura Tomjak. Tomjak drops one just over the net, and Clay Center will get it. Check that. That was not Tomjak. My mistake. That was Ravon Hudson who had come in for Clay Center. And Clay Center cuts into that lead now 2-4. Service is going to go out of bounds, and Brianna Bailey will come back in that libero position. Score now 5-2 in favor of Chambers. Coyotes with the service. It's Tomjak in the rotation now. Her shot goes just into the net. Did not get that Coyote roll. And the Wildcats will cut the lead now to 2. 5 serving 3. Back to serve now for the Wildcats is Jill Boxa. Boxa floats one across. Loading up in the middle of the attack. Brought down. And it was a combination of Sorensen and Danielle Sock to get the block and bring it down and cut the lead 2-1. Boxa will line up again. Jill Boxa, 58 aces, 3 of them last night. This one's not going to be one of them as it's returned by Chambers and drops right in the middle of the Wildcats for the point for the Coyotes. 6-4 is our score. Chambers with the serve. Ball now in the hands of, looks like, Katie Gosh. It is Katie Gosh. Boxa back set to Sorensen. Sorensen slides a shot and just puts a kill on that ball. Holy cow, Sorensen just ripped that ball, and it almost took the head of Lauren Tomjak with it into the crowd. 6-5. Wildcats with a chance to tie right now. Hoffman works the right side on the attack with Montana LaVolt, and it's going to be knocked down out of bounds. Clay Center ties it up at 6 here in the second set. Wildcats took the first set 25-11, and have tied this one up. Sorensen rips one. This one drops right into the net. And Chambers will get the lead and the serve right back, 7-6. Montana LaVolt to serve. The 5-6 senior leads the team in aces with 65. This one's going to be floated over. Sorensen's there to cover. Boxa goes right back to Sorensen. Sorensen, 2 shots now right in a row, back into the net. So Abigail Sorensen having some difficulty finding her range, and you get the feeling that the Wildcats really rely on her to get on and get on quick. Short serve covered by the Wildcats. Now on the left side, Tompkin gets it to go. Good save by the Coyotes on the left side. Hard shot goes down and through. Kelsey Owen gets it to drop. Chambers strikes back, stretches the lead now to 3. They got off this set with a 4-point run and have now stretched the lead back to 3. Leibold sends it over. It's going to be covered on the left side. Tompkin rips it down the line, and it's going to be out of bounds. So Clay Center drops another one. They're going to call a quick timeout to talk about it. 10-6 here in the second set. Chambers on top of Clay Center. You're listening to high school volleyball from the state playoffs on 1230 KHAS, HastingsLink.com.
Nobody celebrates Mohawk's anniversary sale like B&B Carpet and Donovan.
With 36 months interest-free financing, you can have your new flooring in your home for less. There's great savings in all your favorites. Hardwoods, laminate, ceramics, and carpets. All interest-free during Mohawk's biggest sale of the year. Made even better from the only store in the area carrying the Floorscapes distinction.
Get free financing, savings, and service at B&B Carpet and Donovan.
1230 KHAS.
Back again to Lincoln Southeast High School, home of the Knights, but today it's home of the semifinal action for D2 state playoffs for the volleyball and Clay Center. Down here by four in the second set. Service continues from Montana Leibold. Loading up on the right side. Big block. Tompkin was in on it. And it's going to be mishandled by Chambers, and out of bounds it goes. And Clay Center will get the service back and cut the lead to three. Again, Clay Center took this first set rather handily, 25-11. And now have their hands full of Coyotes. They're back 5D for the service from Brianna Bailey one more time. They'll step up, pop it across. Bailey does. It's going to be handled by the Coyotes, though more difficult, and they'll send it back in a free ball. Boxa now works the left side to Tompkin. Tompkin's shot is blocked. Bailey's there to cover. Boxa to Sorensen. Sorensen from the back row is a little deep. Can't get it. On the left side, Kelsey Owen gets it to go and drops it down, and Kelsey Owen will get the kill and get the service back for the Coyotes. 11-7 is our score. Owen will come back for the service, and this is one fine-looking jump serve, and down, and it goes across Sorensen to Box on the left side. Tompkins will dink it over, and it'll be sent right back to Tompkins. Tompkins sends it back to the back row of the Coyotes, and now it'll be Clay Center loading up. Tompkins again, block, got the net right back to him, and the Brianna Bailey's there to cover it. Sorensen from the back row sends it back across. Hoffman now crosses the net, works the left side. Hard shot comes in from Laura Tomjak, and Tomjak rips it through the block and out of bounds. Clay Center we'll drop another one. 12-7 is our score. It is a 5-point lead for Chambers, their biggest lead of the morning. Owen will continue her service. She's 5'5 and jumps probably just over 7 or 8 feet to get this ball. And her rip down the line drops in. Clean shot, ace serve for Owen. You had a feeling that was coming. She'd been trying to work that. And the lead now stretches to 6, 13. Seven, Clay Center trying to put the brakes on, but Kelsey Owen has the hot hand in the service for Chambers. This one's going to rip right down the line, just out of bounds. So she just missed getting another ace, but Clay Center will get it back, cuts the lead back now to 5. Service into the net from Vanessa Ponder, and service goes right back to Chambers. Up again by 6, 14-8. Service line is Aaron DeVries. DeVries, jump serve, hammers it across. Bailey's there to cover. Sorensen works on the left side, through the block, knocked out of bounds, and Clay Center will pick up the point. Abigail Sorensen picks up her 8th kill. And it's 14-9. Clay Center trying to cut into this lead. Back to serve for the Wildcats is Sierra Tompkin. Tompkin drives it across, and good save. Way to keep it alive. Ravon Hudson comes up big. She couldn't have dug that ball any deeper. It was as close to the court as you're going to get, and Clay Center's going to pick up the point. Good effort for Ravon Hudson to keep that drive alive. 14-10 now. It's a 4-point lead. Good effort for Clay Center as the service goes into the net and bounces right to Dylan Woodbury, who put it over with the bump, but it's got to clear the net first. It's 15-10, Chambers on top. Wildcats having a little bit of fun here. Sorensen rips one down. Good cover by Aaron DeVries. Bailey saves one. Box that works with Sorensen. Sorensen rips one down and gets it to go and picks up her ninth kill and gets the serve back for Clay Center, who's cut back now. Lead is now four for the Coyotes, 15-11 here in the second set. Back to serve for Clay Center is Ravon Hudson, who had that great dig just a few moments ago. Knuckleballs one across, saying Hoffman has to hustle to get it. Her set's going to go out of bounds. She had to go a long way to get it off the return. And Clay Center will pick up the point now, down by three. Hudson, second serve, goes right into the net. And Chambers now gets that four-point lead back as well as the serve. They're going to send in Brooklyn Barrelman, a 5'5 senior defensive specialist for the serve. Four deep now, Clay Center is, to handle the service from Barrelman. Barrelman gets it over. Sorensen picks it up to Boxa. Back to Sorensen on the left side. She'll just push it over. And Hoffman now working for Chambers. Diving effort. Sorensen keeps it going. Tompkins keeps it going. Bailey sends it over as a free ball. One more time. She has a diving effort. Tompkins does. Underneath the net goes Chambers. It was a great play from Hoffman, but she just couldn't put those brakes on. And Clay Center will get the service right back. 16-13 is our score. Clay Center trying to hang in there. They were down by as many as six and are now battling their way back. They've cut that lead in half to three. Service from Boxa is going to be covered. Hoffman now works the right side into the net. Shot goes from Katie Gosch, and Gosch can't get it to go. And the lead now is two. 16-14. Clay Center battling back and put 3 points together to draw back. Jill Boxa sends it across. Set goes up from Tom Jack, and a big kill on the left side from Kelsey Owens going to be covered by Clay Center. Abigail Sorensen thought she saw something open, tried to dink it over, and it comes right back off the block and out of bounds. Chambers will get it back. Lead now three for the Coyotes, 17-14. Back to serve is Katie Gosch. Gosch with 27 kills on the season now. Jill Boxa loads up Sorensen. Sorensen rips it just off the net and down on the court, and we'll get the point back for Clay Center. And that lead now, once again, is but two for the Wildcats. And now it's Abigail Sorensen coming back. Sorensen, again, leads the team in aces with 92, and she has a fantastic jump serve. She'll take a little bit off at this time and get the placement. But Chambers there to cover. Big block right along the net. Good job by Vanessa Ponder and Danielle Sock to get the block and drop it down. The lead now cut to its narrowest of margins, 17-16. Clay Center can tie it up with a service from Sorensen. She'll jump serve, bump it over. Same spot's going to be covered nicely to Owen by Owen on the right side now. Hard shot is covered. LeBolt got it down, and then the Coyotes couldn't do anything with the return, and we are knotted up at 17. Clay Center battled back. They were down by six. Showed a lot of character now in the second set. They took the first set 25-11. Got a battle on their hands here in the second set. Sorensen puts a little bit more on this one, covered nicely by Owen. Owen comes up in the middle shot, right back to Sorensen. Sorensen fields it and will bump it over herself, just through the block. Hoffman now with the second shot into the block. Good effort by Kelsey Owen to drive, to challenge that middle block. And this time it'll work in her favor as it drops down on the Clay Center side of the court. Chambers regains the lead now, 18-17. Montana Leibold winds up, pops it over. Bailey's there. Set by Boxa. Ripped down by Sierra Tompkins. Tompkins picks up her fifth kill. And again, we are tied up at 18 here in the second set. Brianna Bailey will step in to serve for the Wildcats. And to the bench goes Ravon Hudson. Bailey's shot is over. They'll attack in the middle through the block. Good challenge by Aaron DeVries. And Clay Center will lose the point and the lead with it. 19-18. Chambers putting it together. They'll send back Kelsey Owen, the 5'5 junior, with 63 aces and does not lead the team in ace serves. And this one's going to go right into the net. And once again, we are tied back up at 19. Vanessa Ponder will step up for the Wildcats. She'll toe the line on the right side. Steps up, floats it over. Hoffman is there. Owen gets it down the line, crosses the court. It's going to be just out of bounds. No one touched it, and Clay Center will pick up the lead, and it's their first lead of the ballgame, the first lead of this set, and we're going to get a timeout from Chambers coach Sandy Miller. So we'll take a quick break. 2019, Clay Center on top of the second set. It's high school volleyball on KHAS 1230, HastingsLink.com.
Here's a message from Frigidaire and Cooney Refrigeration in Clay Center. Being comfortable is priceless, and when you can get amazing home comfort at a more comfortable price, why wait any longer? Right now, when you call Cooney Refrigeration about a Frigidaire complete comfort system, you'll save on price and receive comfort. Cooney Refrigeration, Air Conditioning, and Heating always wishes the Clay Center and area athletes good luck. Cooney Refrigeration and Clay Center. Call 402-762-3738 or 469-6939.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to the high school volleyball semifinal action. Rob Osmond courtside with you, and glad to have you along for this Clay Center drive to the championship. They took care of Mullen in three quick sets yesterday. They're up here 1-0 over a very tough Chambers team, and now Clay Center is fought back from being 6 down in the second set to tie things up and now have a one-point lead. Had a one-point lead. Service just out of bounds, and we're tied back up for 20. So the icing worked after the Chambers timeout. They'll send Aaron DeVries back. DeVries, very solid middle blocker. He's going to send this one out of bounds, and Clay Center has retaken the lead, 21-20, late here in the second set. Ball in the hand now of Sierra Tompkin. Tompkin has 45 aces for Chambers. Hoffman now works the left side off the net. Good effort on the block. Good attack. Katie Gosch came up there and drops it down, and we're back to being tied at 21 as the points wind down. Four deep are the Wildcats to handle the service from Megan Hoffman, the setter. On the left side, Sorensen rips it into the block. Good effort by Tompkin to keep it alive. Sorensen will tap over but can't get enough on it to get it over the net. And Chambers now picks up the lead, 22-21. They battled back. They had led most of the set and now have watched it disappear. It's 22-21, timeout, Clay Center. We'll take a quick break, come back, as we'll wrap up our second set here from Lincoln. It's high school volleyball on KHAS 1230, HastingsLink.com.
Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska since 1882 by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, trust farm management services, insurance, and investment products. The staff at Cornerstone Bank really cares about you and the communities we serve. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
1230 KHAS.
Play center timeout. Got the lead back, and now watch it just kind of slip away here late in the second set. 22-21, Chambers trying to draw even in their sets. Service back underway from Hoffman. Hoffman goes to Brianna Bailey. Bailey goes that quick to Boxa. Boxa loads up Sorensen, but Sorensen shots out of bounds. 23-21, Chambers was shocked that first set. The boy really put it together, made some adjustments, and they're back four deep now to handle the service from Megan Hoffman. Bailey has a double hit that's going to go out of bounds, and it's set point. 24-21. Chambers fans starting to get into it. One serve from tying up the set. Chambers fans slowly coming to their feet. Service from Hoffman. Tough play. Boxa comes up. Sorensen through the block and gets it out of bounds. Clay Center hanging in there. Gets the point. 24-22. Service in the hands of Ravon Hudson. Hudson had three aces last night. This won't be one of them. Chambers makes the cover. On the left side, down the line. What's the call? In. And the set belongs to Chambers, 25-22. So Clay Center gave it the effort, but Chambers hung in there and pulls it out at the end, 25-22. We'll take a quick break and come right back with our mid-set break. You're listening to high school volleyball from Lincoln in the state semifinal playoffs for Class D2. We're back. You're listening to it all on KHAS 1230 and HastingsLink.com.
Dahlstein Truck Line Incorporated in Clay Center has been your premier carrier of choice since 1946. More than 60 years of serving Clay Center, the state of Nebraska, the Midwest, and carrying into 48 states. For Dahlstein Truck Line to be your choice, call 402-762-3511 or 1-800-228-4313. Dahlstein Truck Line Incorporated proudly supports the Clay Center and area students in the classroom and on the athletic fields. Good luck to the Clay Center athletes, teams, and coaches from everyone at Dahlstein Truck Line Incorporated in Clay Center.
The Hastings Family YMCA wants area seniors to become active older adults. The Y has a variety of programming designed just for seniors, including social activities, cards and bingo, fitness classes, and water fitness. The Y also offers special membership rates for seniors and a membership assistance program. And our Active Over 80 membership is free to individuals 80 years or older. Visit the Hastings Family YMCA today to see all we have to offer. The Hastings Family YMCA. We build strong kids, strong families, and strong communities.
1230 KHAS.
We're even up now at one set apiece. Third set action about to come your way. Got a little bit of a subplot to share with you again about Clay Center. This is their last season as Clay Center, and they are a pretty storied program as far as volleyball concerned. And Coach Julie Studnick, and a lot of question marks remain about what's going to happen next year when Clay Center merges with Sandy Creek. Clay Center was state champions back in 98. They were here last year and got turned away. They've been to the state tournament six times. The Chambers Coyotes were the state runners-up last year and have been here 12 times as well. But Clay Center trying to play with a little bit of emotion because this was their last game in Clay Center was this season. They will not be going back to play volleyball on their home court. Their home court is now in Sandy Creek. So to say that Clay Center's trying to make a statement here and to try to come back, and they've got, one, two, three, four senior starters, five senior starters. Five senior starters. They would like to go out with a little bit of a flare, but right now they got their hands full of, wildcat paws full of Coyotes. Tied up here at one set. A piece. We'll go to a third set here. Again, they play the best of five because so much is on the line. Clay Center is all set to serve to get things going. That's your mid-set break on KHAS 1230. Brianna Bailey comes back in for the Wildcats. All set to serve is Sierra Tompkin. Tompkin will get the ball as all the rotations are in order. Back three deep for Tompkin. Tompkin steps up. Our third set is underway. Good serve, good return. Back quickly from the Coyotes, and Chambers strikes first as Tom Jack comes up big and takes that one-point lead. They build up a quick 4-0 lead in the last set, and now they're going to send Megan Hoffman in. Hoffman rips one across. Bailey's there to cover it. To box. That's to Sorensen on the left side. Sorensen drives it in and evens up the score at one. And that's something that hadn't happened in the first two sets. Usually it's one team or the other that racked up a quick four, but this time we are tied up at one. Service from Ravon Hudson is picked up by the Coyotes. It's going to be sent back as a free ball from Kelsey Owen. Boxa now works the left side, loads up Sorensen. Sorensen dinks it over. Good coverage by the Coyotes to fend it off. They'll attack on the right side. Hard shot from Morgan Leibold. Goes right back at her and down to the court. The block from Sorensen sends it right back, and it's a 2-1 Clay Center lead here in the third set. Ripped down the line on the serve by Hudson. Sorensen hammers one down. It's going to be off the block and good cover. Good second effort by Chambers. It's Laura Tomjak that's hanging in there to make it happen. And now Clay Center will have to send one back as a free ball. Sierra Tompkin will take care of it. Hoffman now works the left side. Tomjak tried to get this one going, but it was just kind of a little bit behind her. And Clay Center will pick up the lead 3-1. Winner of this match will be going to the state championships over at the Coliseum. So a lot on the line here. Rips down the line. Leibold really comes up big on that one. Montana LeBolt just drove that one down and cuts the lead down to one. Clay Center on top, 3-2. Chambers to serve, and it'll be Laura Tomjak to pick it up. Tomjak steps up, drives this one across. It's going to be covered nicely by Tompkin, pushed over and into the net from Sorensen. Sorensen just kind of missed her timing on that one, and you can see a little bit of a disappointment on her face. She knew better, and the Wildcats certainly expect better play in the playoffs from her than that. Tied up at three, Sorensen one more time loses concentration as they come right at her down the line, and it sails out of bounds. So Chambers taking advantage of a mental letdown and have got the lead back 4-3. They go right back at Sorensen. Tompkin gets it going for the back row, and it's going to be covered by the Coyotes. Owen rips it down. Bailey's there. Boxa sets up Sorensen. Sorensen sends it across. It's picked up, and now Chambers has a hard time getting to it. Into the net it goes and down to the court, and Clay Center has tied this up at four. Back to serve for the Wildcats is Jill Boxa, the 5'6 senior setter, doing a great job with assisting today for the Wildcats, and they certainly need it. Shot down the line on the left side. Kelsey Owen comes up with a big kill. And Chambers will get back the lead. She attacked the left side right down the line. And off the block it goes for the point for Chambers. Katie Gosh to serve. She'll toe the left side of the line. Send it across to Sorensen. Serves a lot of serves going to Sorensen. And you wonder if Chambers sees something in Sorensen's ability to return. This one gets put in the hands of Tompkin and goes into the net. And it's now a 6-4, two-point Chambers lead. Their biggest lead of this set now. Boxa works with Sorensen on the left side. This one's perfectly fed, and Sorensen makes the most of it as she drives this one down, 6-5. Clay Center will get the serve back. Sorensen will take over. Coyotes are three deep to handle the serve. It's going to be just dropped in, covered by Owen. On the right side now, through the block, good effort. Hard shot by Montana LeBolt to blast through the block, and then it drops straight down right between Wildcats, and Clay Center will lose service. Down now by 2-7-5. Montana LeBolt puts a rainbow up. It's going to be covered by Sorensen. Tompkin on the left side, through the block, down to the court it goes. Tompkin draws the Wildcats within one. Five back deep to cover. Brianna Bailey serve. Her serve just off the net. Good play. Brought back. Three ball. Nobody touched it for Clay Center. That's the disadvantage of a good serve. And the only thing that Chambers could do with it is put it back in play. And the Wildcats weren't ready for it. Two-point lead one more time. Four Chambers. Big jump serve from Kelsey Owen. Owen gets it back to Sorensen, to Boxa, to Ponder on the left side, on the right side, rather. And now the Wildcats reload. Tompkin blasts through the block into the net. Are the Coyotes. And it's now an 8-7 match. Clay Center with the serve and a chance to tie it up. And it'll be Vanessa Ponder, the 5'6 senior. Toes it up on the right side. She'll drive it across. It's going to be covered by the Coyotes. Dink over. Hoffman saw something and took advantage of it and just hook shotted the ball right in. A perfect little dink. Vanessa Ponder will head out, and into the match will be Dylan Woodbury. 9-7 is our score. It's a two-point lead for Chambers. Jump serve from DeVries. Boxa will send it right up at the net, and it's going to go down in Clay Center territory. And Chambers now stretches the lead to three. Their biggest lead of this set. We're tied up at one set apiece. Into the third we go, and it's a three-point lead here for Chambers. On the left side, Tompkin rips it across. Good coverage by the Coyotes. Hoffman makes a good set, rips it down, right down from Laura Tomjak, and Tomjak catches the Wildcats leaning. We're going to get a timeout from Clay Center. Julie Studnicka wants to talk about it. We'll take a quick break and come right back with more playoff semifinal action from Lincoln. You're listening to it all on KHAS 1230, HastingsLink.com.
Where you're a neighbor, This week, a custom pack of Hastings get USDA Select Boneless Beef Tip Sirloin Steak, only $3.98 a pound. Tender Lean Pork Country Ribs, only $1.17 a pound. And Soup Supreme Frozen 52-ounce Potato Soup, only $9.88 each. It's all at Custom Pack, 601 West J.
At Custom Pack, you're a neighbor, not a number.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back one more time to Lincoln Southeast. Rob Osmond with you on KHAS 1230. Glad to have you aboard online as well at HastingsLink.com. Chambers with their biggest lead of the sets, up 11-7. We'll see if the timeout worked on Erin DeVries, who's serving now for Chambers. She's going to pop one across. Boxa works the left side to Tompkin. Tompkin goes into the block and knocked out of bounds. It goes, but Clay Center will pick up the point. 11-8. Chambers still on top. Back to serve is Sierra Tompkin for the Wildcats. She'll step up, drive this one across. Chambers is there on the left side. Hoffman lets it go. It's going to be just out of bounds. And Clay Center will keep the serve and cut the lead to 2, 11-9. Sierra Tompkin had 11 kills last night, and they'll need more from that. Good serve is going to be knocked out of bounds, and Clay Center cuts the lead to 1, 11-10. The Wildcats battling back. Sierra Tompkin steps up, floats this one in. It's going to be just on the line and in. Ace serve for Tompkin. Her second of the morning. And it comes at a good time as we are tied up at 11. Tompkin loads up again on the left side. Mini jump serve this time. It's going to be covered and sent right back as a free ball. Perfect feed to Sorensen. Sorensen bats it right back down. But the Coyotes were there to cover it. And a good effort and a quick reaction from Katie Gosch catches the Wildcats off guard, and Chambers will get it, the lead back and the serve up 12-11. They'll send back Megan Hoffman. Hoffman with 56 aces on the year will drop this one across. Brianna Bailey's there to handle it. Feed to Sorensen from Boxa. It's going to be right, brought right back. Boxa one more time to Sorensen. Sorensen dinks it over. It's going to be out of bounds. Sorensen knew she was trying to get back to that left side corner, and it just wasn't there. Too much on it. Out of bounds it goes at the two-point Chambers lead. Megan Hoffman to serve now. Four deep are the Wildcats to handle it. Bailey is there, right to Boxa. Boxa will feed Tompkin in the middle. Tompkin goes right into the net, right into the block. And Loa Tomjak was there for Chambers to bat it right back down, and Chambers now stretches their lead to 3. 14-11. Hoffman with her jump serve comes across. It's covered by Tompkin. To Boxa now, feeding Sorensen. Sorensen through the net. Brianna Bailey's there. Whistle's going to blow. They're going to go 4 hits. No block, apparently. And the lead now goes to 4. It ties their biggest lead of the match. Or of the set, rather. Timeout. Clay Center. 15-11 is our score. We're tied up one set apiece. And into the third set we go. It's a 4-point Chamber lead. We'll be right back right after these messages. You're listening to High School Playoff Volleyball on 1230 KHAS, HastingsLink.com.
During these difficult times, no one struggles more than people who are homeless. Crossroads Center Rescue Mission has been helping homeless men, women, and children for 26 years. Without your support, this would not be possible. On November 17th at 6:30 p.m. at the Hastings City Auditorium, you can experience the work God is doing in the lives of our guests as real testimonies are shared. A delicious meal will be provided as you see and hear the difference that God is making in the lives of our guests. Go to crossroadsmission.com to reserve your tickets today.
Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska since 1882 by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, trust farm management services, insurance, and investment products. The staff at Cornerstone Bank really cares about you and the communities we serve. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back after the timeout. Service from Megan Hoffman loaded up for the Wildcats, and Sorensen rips one down to fix up another kill and gets the service back for Clay Center, down now by 3. Serve from Ravon Hudson, battle at the net. Clay Center will recover, feed Sorensen on the left side. Sorensen goes into the block. Hudson was there to cover, and Sorensen just pushed it right into the net, ready to play it for the two hit. Was Danielle Sock, and Sorensen just stepped up and pushed it right in front of her and into the net. And Chambers now stretches the lead to 4, 16-12. Back to serve now, Laura Tomjak. Boxa works Sorensen on the left side. She gets it down the line and gets it in and gets the kill. Abigail Sorensen now. 16-13 is our score. Back to serve for the Wildcats is Jill Boxa. Boxa will float it across, pick it up, and it's going to be unreturnable. And Clay Center now trying to battle right back. They are down by 2. They were down by as many as 4. Boxa steps it, covered up. Hoffman works the left side, and Owens tried to get something underneath it, and Owen comes up short. Into the net, 16-15 timeout. Chambers, as Clay Center starts to put a drive together. We'll take another break and come back with a fantastic third set shaping up. You're listening to high school volleyball from Lincoln in the semifinals on KHAS 1230, HastingsLink.com.
Hey parents, create your own theme for your children's portrait at Winkelbauer Photography. On Saturday, November 14th from 9 a.m. until 3, bring the kids in for a fun photo. Packages start at $20. Appointments are necessary. Bring your own props if you want or choose from ours. Pets are welcome. Different colored backgrounds are also available. Call for an appointment today. That's Winkelbauer Photography, 462-4171, located at Crozier Professional Center.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Lincoln Southeast semifinal action. Clay Center Wildcats taking on the Chamber Coyotes. And right now it's 16-15 in favor of Chamber. The two squads split. The first two sets were in the third. And Clay Center's putting some points together now. Three quick points to draw within one. Services picked up. Boxa will have to make an adjustment to get it over. Tompkins tries to launch it over and gets it right back into the net, and Chambers will hold on to that lead, stretch it to 2, in fact, 17-15. They'll send Katie Gosh back to serve. Gosh will toe the left line, 4 deep. Are the Wildcats to handle the serve. The serve floats over to the back right corner. They go right to Sorensen, and Sorensen pops it down on the left side, down the line, gets it to go in. Sorensen picks up another kill. Clay Center battling back now. They are within one. 17-16. Sorensen will inherit the serve. And she'll step up, pop it across, covered by the Coyotes. Working now on the right side. Dinked over and nobody there. That has happened so many times. It's a good read on that right side by Laura Tomjak. Nobody stays home for Clay Center. And that middle spot is wide open. And the Coyotes have taken advantage of it many times tonight. Sorensen handles the return. Set now works to Tompkin on the left side. Tompkin drives one down, but going down for the dig was Katie Gosh. Battle at the net now. Ponder was up there. Along with her is Danielle Sock. Boxa works the left side to Tompkin now. Tompkin brings it across for the Wildcats, and it's the Coyotes reloading. Dink is going down, and Brianna Bailey was there to get it, but she just could not get far enough underneath it. And the lead stretches to 3. 19-16 is our score in favor of Chambers. Tomjak to serve one more time. She'll pop it across, covered by Tompkin. Battle at the net. Boxa has to bring it back, and then Brianna Bailey will send across the free ball for the Wildcats. Coyotes load up on the left side. Owen drives it down. Kelsey Owen picks up the kill and makes it a 20-16 lead for Chambers, and that number 20, once it gets up on the scoreboard, I tell you, it's psychological, but it makes a huge impact for the squad. Usually the first team that can get to 20 has got it made. Tompkin now drives it down, covered by the Coyotes. Coyotes now work the left side. Owen out of position. Good block by Ponder on the right side of the net for the Wildcats. They'll load up. Boxa sets up Tompkin along the net. Good attack on the left side, but the Coyotes were there to cover it. Pushed over by the Coyotes, and now it'll be Sorensen from the back row, drives it across. It's covered by Tompkins. Down the line it goes, off the touch. Point will go to Chambers. And Chambers now makes it a 21-16 match. 21-16. We got some substitutions going on. Three deep now. The service from Montana Thibault goes right into the net. And Clay Center will catch a break and get it right back. Down by four. 21-17 our score. Rotations now. Ravon Hudson will come off in. Will be Jamie Boxa. Jamie Boxa is a 5'8 sophomore. And she'll take that middle position for the Wildcats. Brianna Bailey handles the service. They'll load up on the left side. Pushed over back deep. Sorensen is there. Set to Boxa. Boxa feeds Tompkin. Tompkin gets it blocked at the net, but the Coyote or the Wildcats recover. Second effort on from Tompkin. This time's going to be true. And the Wildcats fight back. 21-18. Chambers on top. Service continues from Brianna Bailey. Bailey now trying to get the Wildcats back in this third set. Shot is over. It's going to be just out of bounds. Too much on it from Bailey, and it's 22-18. Chambers now by four. And Kelsey Owen has the serve for Chambers, and she's got that run and jump serve that's got something on it. Just clears the net. Tompkin is there to save it. Sorensen from the back row gets the set from Boxside. It's going to go out of bounds on the return, so Clay Center will pick up the point. 22-19, Clay Center. The Wildcats cut the lead to three. We're even at two sets, battling it out here in the third. Vanessa Ponder sends it across. Hoffman back sets on the right side. There for the block was Tompkin. And Jamie Boxa makes it count. And Clay Center now hits that 20 mark. 22-20. Wildcats within two. Ponder to serve one more time. She has 26 aces on the year. Sends it back into a five deep. Hoffman just pushes it over. Boxa now works with Tompkin on the left side. Down the line, in the net. Off it goes into the crowd. Point will go to Clay Center. And it's 21-22. Here come the Wildcats. Ponder winds up. Drifts this one across. Good recovery. And then into the net it goes. Hoffman made a good play, but it was catching Tomjak just a little out of position. And the Wildcats have tied it up. Timeout Chambers. We're tied one set apiece. In the third, we're tied at 22. We'll be back with a great finale coming your way from the playoffs. It's high school volleyball on KHAS 1230, HastingsLink.com.
Where do your donations to the Salvation Army go? Wherever hope is the only thing left. Wherever a life can be turned right side up. Wherever good can overcome. Donate today at SalvationArmyUSA.org. The Salvation Army, doing the most good.
This is Major Abe Tamayo at the Hastings Salvation Army saying thank you in advance for helping us bell ring. If you'd like to volunteer to bell ring, please call us, 463-0529.
1230 KHAS.
Tied up at 22, Clay Center with the serve from Vanessa Ponder. She's rattled off four in a row. For the Wildcats, her service is over. Hoffman loads up on the left side. Shot is going to be brought back, knocked out of bounds by Tompkin. And Clay Center will lose the serve. 23-22 now. Back to serve for the Coyotes is Aaron DeVries. DeVries, stand up, jump, out of bounds on the service. And we're tied back up at 23 this time. Clay Center will send Sierra Tompkin to the line. Tompkin gets the go-ahead. Steps up, drives this one across. Owens covers. Hoffman now on the left side, down the line, just out of bounds from Katie Gosh, and it's 24-23. Clay Center set point. Tompkin on the left side, walks it up, pops it across, covered by Owens. At the net, Abigail Sorensen was there. Perfect return. Clay Center comes back and takes the set. 25-23, Clay Center up 2-1. Our fourth set coming up. Stay with us. A lot more to come in this mid-set break. You're listening to high school volleyball semifinal playoff action from Lincoln on KHAS 1230 and HastingsLink.com.
If you could only hear what hard water does to your skin...
your good glassware, and your water fixtures. You'd want to be free from hard water for good. Culligan sends hard water down the drain with $100 off a home water system, plus free basic installation, free 3-year warranty, free softener salt, and even a free holiday turkey. Call Culligan in Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings, or go to CulliganCountry.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
How many minutes of tanning might you use between now and next summer? If it's a lot, you can save a lot with Easy Auction. Solar Eclipse at Kearney offers 75 or 100 minutes for as low as $16.50 for 100 minutes or $23 for 75 minutes in the state-of-the-art Ergo 42 tanning bed. And if you use a special promo code, you log in and save another 15%. So type in the promo code PILGRIM from Easy Auction. Local deals, local merchants. Log on to HastingsLink.com and click on Easy Auction.
1230 KHAS.
Mid-set break. Rob Austin with you courtside at Lincoln Southeast High School, home of the Knights. But today, it's the semifinal action in the Class D2 playoffs drive to the championship. The winner of this will play in the championship game in the Coliseum. The loser will take on will be in the consolation match that will take place tomorrow morning at 11:30. So we're going to stay with us because as this situation continues to change, we will be updating our website to let you know who's going to be where and where is it going to be aired at on any of our sister stations. We do know that Sutton and Sandy Creek are going to be up on KLIQ later tonight at 7 o'clock and on 94.5. Sutton-Sandy Creek matchup, a big one. The winner there, one of the local teams, is going to the championship. That is a fact. It'll either be Sutton or Sandy Creek. We'll cover the consolation matches as well. So bear with us as we try to make adjustments to make things happen for you. Right now, Clay Center is up on top, 2-1 as we enter the fourth set. That'll wrap up your mid-set break. Chambers will take over to get this fourth set going. It'll be Megan Hoffman getting her done for Chambers. Sorensen on the left side rips it in down the line, and it is Sorensen. Another big kill, and Clay Center gets off to a 1-0 start. Wildcats doing it up, back to serve, Ravon Hudson. Hudson drives it across. Hoffman now works on the left side into the net from Katie Gosh, and Clay Center builds up a 2-0 win. Julie Studnitka putting together a good game plan to get Clay Center here, and now they are enjoying for the moment a 2-1 set lead and a 2-0 lead here as we get going. We're going to make it 3-1 as Abigail Sorensen winds one in, drops it in just inside the line. And we're going to get a timeout from Chambers as Clay Center on top 3-0 to get this fourth set underway. We'll take a quick break and come back. It's fourth set action. State playoffs. Rob Osmond with you on KHAS 1230, HastingsLink.com.
LCL Truck Equipment in Hastings now has a full selection of Doolittle trailers in stock. A leading manufacturer of utility, equipment, enclosed, and dump trailers, Doolittle Trailers has been producing quality trailers at competitive prices for over 30 years. Their combination of tested materials, proven design, and quality workmanship are what makes Doolittle Trailers stand out against the competition. Do all your heavy-duty hauling with Brute Force Deckover trailers. To see what standard features and popular options are available, go to LCL Truck Equipment in Hastings or on the web at lcltruckequipment.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back in the fourth set now, Clay Center picks up a quick 3-0 lead, and it's cause for concern for Sandy Miller. This is a must-win for Chambers. Clay Center can get into the championships with a win here. Just off the net, service from Hudson. Hoffman loads up. Good shot, good effort, good adjustment Montana LeVold makes and drives it down. Gets Clay Center, gets Chambers on the board, 3-1. 2-point deficit for the Coyotes. Laura Tomjak to serve. Her shot just off the net. Sorensen was there to cover it. Sorensen winds up, drives one that goes off of Chambers into the upper deck. That ball had some smoke on it. That left a trail of vapor behind it as she just ripped into that. 4-1, Clay Center on top. Abigail Sorensen, big smile on her face. On that one, that ball just ricocheted off the Chambers player. service from Jill Box that goes right into the net, so the Coyotes will get it right back. Lead now is 2 for Clay Center as they'll be back 4 deep to cover the service from Katie Gosh. Gosh will step up, float this one, and Bailey has all kinds of time underneath it, as does Boxa to Sorensen. Sorensen loads up, and her service is pounded down into Tomjak, and Tomjak ricochets it back into the crowd. It's a 5-2 Clay Center lead. Sorensen will pick up the service for the Wildcats. She's got a hard jump serve. This one has a little bit on it, but it's covered. On the right side now, good attack from LeBolt, but the Wildcats were there. Battle at the net now, pushed over by Tompkin. Hoffman now loads up on the left side. Oh, and into the block and knocked out of bounds. Clay Center on a roll. 6-2 Clay Center, that battle on the net, you could just see Danielle Sock, Ponder, and Sierra Tompkin were just working their way along the net. Sorensen now with the service, covered by Owen to Hoffman. Owen right in the middle, rips it down, and it almost kicked out the side judge in the process, but the point will go to Chambers. 3-6 Service for Chambers now, Montana LeBolt. LeBolt steps up, drives it across, covered by Sorensen. On the left side, Tompkin gets a set from Boxa. She'll drift it in. Battle at the net. Chambers can't get to it, and the point belongs to Clay Center. 7-3 Substitutions now. Jamie Boxa will come in. To the bench goes Ravon Hudson. Brianna Bailey to serve, and they're five deep are the Coyotes to cover the service. Bailey shot, knuckles in. On the right side, Owen lets it go. Going down to get it was Sorensen. Bailey will send it back as a free ball. Set now from Hoffman on the right side, coming around. Very deceptive play. Aaron DeVries. DeVries just sneaks around. DeVries just snuck around that backside, takes the quick back set, and drives it in and gets the point for Chambers, 7-4 We're in the fourth set. Clay Center up 2-1 Clay Center will get a ticket to the Coliseum with a win here. Chambers trying to battle in. Jump serve from Owen to Bailey. Bailey does a good job defending that one. They'll send it back to Sorensen. Second row rips across and goes out of bounds. Wise play by Katie Gosh to duck and get out of the way of that one. One for self-defense, two. It was long. And the point will go to Chambers. Owen. Love that serve. This one, not in particular, goes into the net. And Clay Center will pick it right back up now, up by 3-8-5 Ponder to serve for the Wildcats. She'll wind up, pop this one across. Good crowd on hand for Clay Center. Hammered at the net, but out of bounds it goes. Good effort for Chambers. However, Clay Center took that battle at the net between Boxa, Jill Boxa, Jamie Boxa, and Danielle Sock. They did it up and stretched the lead now and gets the serve back for Clay Center momentarily. Nine to six is our score. Into serve now for the Coyotes, Brooklyn Barrelman. Barrelman listed as a defensive specialist has come in for the serve for Chambers. She winds up in the middle, knuckleballs this one across. Boxa works the left side to Tompkin, and Tompkin sends it right back. Quick shot. Dylan Woodbury couldn't do much with it. Chambers will get the point now and cut the lead to 2-9-7 Clay Center still leads, but service belongs to Chambers. Barrelman sends this one across. Sorensen to Jill Boxa. Tompkin on the left side, off the net, off the roll. Clay Center gets the point. They'll get it back, stretch the lead now, 10-7 Back in the match, Aaron DeVries to the bench. Montana LeBolt for a breather. Check that. Brooklyn Barrelman will hit to the bench. Service return goes in for Chambers. They'll get it right back and cut into that lead now. It's 2-point advantage for Clay Center, 10-8 here in the fourth set. A must-win for Chambers. Service from Megan Hoffman works her way around the rotation. Jill Boxa sets Sorensen on the left side. She'll rip one down and take it and just drive it down. She had two kills written on that ball for the price of one. Sorensen just making them count left and right. That was two quick feeds, and she just made the most of it right there. Stretches the Clay Center lead now to 3, 11 to 8. Back to serve is Hudson for Clay Center. Return is going to go out of bounds, almost into the garbage can was Laura Tomjak as she hustled over to get it. But the lead now is 4. It's the biggest lead of the set for either squad this set. So Clay Center up by 4. Service from Hudson just clears the net. Quick set, and it works so well. That quick set off of Megan Hoffman has worked so well for Chambers, and there to take advantage this time was Montana LaBolt. Cuts that Wildcat lead back down to 3. Laura Tomjak will step up. Her service handled by Tompkin. On the left side, Sorensen steps up and almost knocks down the Chambers player, but she hung in there. Laura Tomjak hung in there and makes a good play. Not so this time as Sorensen comes right back at her and puts this one into the back wall. 13-9, our score. 4-point lead once again for the Wildcats. Back at the line, Jill Box of the center. This one just ticks off the net and goes into the bench for Chambers off of Kelsey Owen. 14-9, Clay Center up on top. Boxa winds up, hustles this one across. Hoffman now works the left side to Owen. Owen dinks it over, almost goes into the net, but puts the brakes on in time. Shot from the back row from Jill Boxa is going to be right into the net, and Chambers will get it back. The lead now 4 points. Katie Gosh will step up for the serve. Standing right at the middle of the end line. Brings it across. Sorensen, it'll be Boxa for a free ball. Pushed back on the left side. Owens rips one down, but there staying home was Tompkin. Hoffman now loads up. Quick set on the right side. Again, Montana LaBolt on that quick back set seems to catch the Wildcats off guard. 14-11. Clay Center on top of by 3, and here come the Coyotes. Katie Gosh continues to serve. She's put two good ones together. This one's going to be a floater covered by Tompkin. Jill Boxa now. Sorensen on the left side, and I believe into the net was Boxa. Boxa might have gotten a foot underneath the net as she was trying to make that adjustment. Nevertheless, point belongs to Chambers. They'll keep the serve. Lead now is 2 for Clay Center. Gosh steps up, floats this one in. Sorensen covers. Boxa right back to Sorensen on the left side. Attack. Down and in just across the court and gets the point. Sorensen rips another one. And I mean that in a good way. 15-12. Clay Center on top. Abigail Sorensen will step back to serve. Hard running jump serve. They're only 3 deep to cover it. Just off the net going down was Katie Owen, or was Owen rather, Kelsey Owen. And Chambers is going to get it right back after dinking one across through the block and down on the Clay Center side of the court. 15-13. Back to serve is Montana LaBolt. LaBolt throws this one about 8 feet out of bounds, too long. And Clay Center will get it right back. And a 3-point lead as well. Ravon Hudson out. Ponder is going to come back in for the Wildcats. Brianna Bailey charged with service. Her knuckleballers picked up by Owen. Battle at the net. Good job. Sierra Tompkin was in on it to make it count. Tompkin and Jamie Boxa make it a 17-13 lead for Clay Center. Service from Bailey now. Pushed up by LaBolt. Boxa now to Tompkin. Tompkin's shot going to be too long. No touch. No touch. Point will go to the Chambers squad. 17-14. Clay Center still holds the lead. Kelsey Owen with that big run and jump serve for the Coyotes. Her shot is going to be covered by Tompkin to Boxa. Back row, Sorensen off the block. Good shot, good placement. Aaron DeVries was there and makes the Wildcats pay for it. They battled back now to be within two. 17-15 timeout. Clay Center, Julie Studnicka wants to talk about it. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to semifinal action from Lincoln on KHAS 1230, HastingsLink.com.
Here's a really practical gift for a medical professional that you know. Shop at Uniforms & More in Grand Island. We stock uniforms in sizes double extra small to five extra large with men's styles in stock too. And exchanges are never a problem. A full line of accessories, shoes, and eight different brands, stethoscopes, and much more. A gift certificate from us at Uniforms & More makes shopping even easier. We're open 6 days a week at 4th and Broadwell, Uniforms & More of Grand Island.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back once again to Lincoln. The timeout by Clay Center. A little bit of a regrouping. Back to serve now for Chambers. Clay Center on top, 17-15. Jump serve from Kelsey Owen. Gets it back underway. Her shot's going to be long. A hard, long one. And Sorensen just kind of rolled the dice on that one and let it go. But that'll get the service back to Clay Center and an 18-15 lead to go with it. Vanessa Ponder steps up. Her shot just clears the net. Owen's there to cover. On the left side, hard shot into the block. Good effort from Tom Jack to keep it alive for Chambers. Tompkins sends it across. Dink at the net. Good cover by Jamie Boxa. Ponder will send back the free ball as the Coyotes regroup. Hoffman now works the left side. Hard shot down the line, but knocked out of bounds. Did we get a touch? Did not. Clay Center will get it back. Laura Tomjak comes up big on that left side. Tries to work it down the line, but it's just out of bounds. 19-15. And the service ricochets off a couple of Coyotes and into the onto the court. Timeout, Chambers 20-15. How important is that for Clay Center to get that to that 20-point first? 20-15 in the fourth set. Clay Center leads 2-1. It's a must-win. We'll be right back with more semifinal action on KHAS 1230, HastingsLink.com.
Plan to attend the Knights of Columbus Thanksgiving Day Buffet. Serving from 11 till 2, enjoy turkey, dressing, ham, sweet potatoes, mashed potatoes, gravy, vegetables, salad bar, pumpkin pie, pecan pie, dinner rolls, coffee, and tea. Reservations for 8 or more greatly appreciated. $11.95 for adults. Kids 4 through 10, $6.95. Kids 3 and under eat for free. Price does not include tax or tip. For more information or reservations, call 462-8387. The Knights of Columbus Thanksgiving Day Buffet, serving from 11 to 2 at 114 East 3rd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Rob Oswald with you. Semifinal action 2015 Clay Center. Relying on Vanessa Ponder for the service. Megan Hoffman for the Coyotes works the left side. It's going to be dropped over by Tom Jack, covered by the Wildcats as they continue to scramble now. Hoffman loads Tom Jack one more time. Into the block it goes. One more time Tom Jack will get it. Three times that block works on the right side between the Boxa sisters, Jamie and Jill. And the third time or the fourth time it slips through, Chambers will pick up the point, 20-16. Chambers battling back down here by four. Barrelman will come back in. She's been putting some good numbers up service-wise for the Coyotes and trying to get them back into it as they check the rotation for Clay Center. Back four deep to handle the service of Brooklyn Barrelman. Barrelman drops it across. Sorensen covers. Set from Boxa to Tompkin off the block and out of bounds it goes. And that was critical for Clay Center to break that set, or break that service, rather. 21-16, Tompkin back to serve. Sierra Tompkin drives it across. Owen gets it. Down the middle and off of Clay Center player. Dylan Woodbury took the brunt of it, sends it into the crowd. It's 21-17. Serve goes back to Chambers, trying to get back in it, down by four. Jump serve from Megan Hoffman to Bailey to Jill Box on the left side. Sorensen rips it down and almost got another upper decker as Megan Hoffman was diving for it. It ricocheted off of her and almost made it over the railing. Point will go to Clay Center, 22-17. That brings Clay Center fans back to life as they smell that Coliseum door opening up. Shot just clears the net from Ravon Hudson. And Chambers unable to bring it back. 23-17. Clay Center 2 points away from heading to the Coliseum. Service is up. It's going to be about 2 feet out of bounds. 23-18 in favor of Clay Center. Chambers now with the service. Tom Jack rips it across. Jill Boxa sets up Sorensen. Sorensen sends it down quick and in a hurry. And Clay Center can smell it. 24-18. It is match point right here. Ball is in the hands of Jill Boxa. 24-18. Clay Center can do it right here, right now. Service ticks off the net. Hoffman now works the left side. Down and in. Chambers not going down without a fight. Kelsey Owen rips it across and makes it 24-19. Chambers digging in. Coyotes trying to get into that championship game for the second straight year, and Clay Center is playing hard to get. Katie Gosh serves it across, floats it in, covered by Tompkins to Boxa to Sorensen with the dink. Coverage now. Remember, this is match point. Free ball is right back. Tompkins gets it to Boxa to Sorensen to finish the deal. Clay Center's going to the championship game. Abigail Sorensen comes up big and takes the set for Clay Center, 25-19. Big kill to polish off. Clay Center going to the state championship, and hats off to these Chamber Coyotes. They'll be going to the consolation match, and they'll play right here at 2 o'clock. Chambers will. Clay Center, though, is moving up to the big show, and we'll wrap up today's action, this morning's action, and here in just a few minutes. But for now, Clay Center celebrating on the court. We'll take a quick break, come back with our post-game show. You're listening to it all right here on KHAS 1230, HastingsLink.com.
South Heartland District Health Department wants everyone to know that the H1N1 vaccine is arriving, but slowly. There will eventually be enough vaccine for everyone who wants it. The first to be immunized are the people who are at highest risk for getting sick or having serious flu complications. For more information, you can call your doctor or go to southheartlandhealth.org or call us at 877-238-7595.
Let your holidays glow with the heartwarming beauty and fragrance of the season. Bob Sass Flowers has the freshest and most festive ideas in wreaths, swags, table and door pieces, and tree trimmings. This is Dave from Bob Sass Flowers inviting you to our holiday open house through Saturday. You'll save 20% store-wide. Come see us. We're open until 5:30 on Friday and 8:30 to 3 o'clock on Saturday. Enjoy a Christmas celebration and say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers in Hastings.
Luna Negra, this company knows what it means to really move, to luxury in both the body and the story. Luna Negra Dance Theater will perform at the Merriman Center on Wednesday, November 18th, 2009. Enjoy this fast-paced, captivating, and humorous performance that fuses Latino culture, modern contemporary dance, and outstanding talent into a dynamic theater experience. Go to pickmytickets.com or call 698-8297.
Welcome back to our post-game show. Rob Osmond with you courtside. We've just watched the Clay Center Wildcats work their way into the state championships, defeating a Chambers Coyote team. Chambers now will move on to the consolation match with a 31-2 record. So Clay Center only the second team to beat Chambers. The other was Wilsoner Pilger. That was way back in the mid part of the regular season. So Clay Center comes up big against the Chamber Coyotes, and Clay Center will improve to 31-2 on the season, and it's a huge mark for Clay Center as they continue their drive to get to, they've gotten to the state championship, but they're one game away from making their statement in their last year as a Clay Center team. a good one as they work their way towards getting that state championship that has been all elusive for Clay Center as of late. So last time Clay Center, in fact, got to the championship there was 1998, the last time they won it all, and back when they were in D1. Now they're in D2, and their last year looking to move in with Sandy Creek next year, who has a fantastic volleyball team as well. So that will be interesting to see how that plays out. We're going to catch Sandy Creek and Sutton later today. We'll tell you all about that. But what we can tell you is Clay Center is going to the Coliseum to play the winner of the next match that's coming up this way, and that will be Wallace and I think it was Paxton that won. We'll have to double-check that. But Wallace fans preparing to come in. I think I saw Paxton signs as I was coming in. But Wallace, the Wildcats, getting ready to play next here at Lincoln Southeast. But Clay Center made their impact right away in that first set. They came out on top, and they were fired up and ready to play, 25-11. And then Chambers comes back in the second set and made a battle of it. Clay Center tried to hang on and come back, actually, but Chambers was too much in that second set, 25-22. The Coyotes took it. Clay Center then came back in the third set that went the distance, and back and forth battle all set long, and Clay Center finally emerges on top, 25-23. And then in our fourth set that we just wrapped up, Clay Center again behind early, and then managed to work their way back and climb back into the contest and take it at the end, 25-19. Actually, Clay Center never trailed in that, but they had a couple that were quite close. Let me double-check my notes here real quick. I'm missing my wingman right now, going through the numbers. Yeah, Clay Center had led the entire match, and Clay Center had come as close as one on a couple occasions, but Clay Center managed to hang on, and they get the win 25-19 to take it 3-1, and that's how it'll be on the scoreboard tomorrow as they go to the state championships, Clay Center does. And again, Clay Center will play again in the Coliseum at 11:30 tomorrow morning. That match will be played on KICS 1550 and ESPN station, so tune in to that for Clay Center. And again, as our this situation is so fluid here in our semifinal day, that check hastingslink.com or give the station a call to find out who's playing where and when on all of our network of stations, because things are changing throughout the classes. We've got Sutton and Sandy Creek coming up later today at 7 o'clock, and then that championship game, because of the Huskers playing tomorrow, that championship game that will have either Sutton or Sandy Creek in it will take place Saturday at 5 o'clock. That match will be heard on KKPR Classic Hits 98.9. So, again, there's some changes. We hope to have the consolation game as well for you for Class C2. But in the meantime, we're just celebrating the fact that Clay Center comes out on top today with a big win against a very tough and very talented Chambers team that were the runners-up in state championships last year. They will not be able to repeat. The best they will get is third, as they will take on the consolation match tomorrow. But for Clay Center, it's the big show. We're going to take a quick break and see if we can get a hold of the coach. She's being interviewed as we speak now by the local media that have surrounded her down on the court. So we'll take a quick break. We'll see if we can make that happen. You're listening to High School Volleyball's postgame show on KHAS 1230, HastingsLink.com.
36 variety show acts and 9 different food vendors means you'll find something right up your alley at this year's Chamber Variety Show and Taste of Hastings, Friday, November 20th at the City Auditorium. Taylor's Steakhouse, Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, Sonic Drive-In, Murphy's Wagon Wheel, Come and Get It Barbecue, The Garden Cafe, Hastings Kino Sports Bar and Grill, Sunmark Deli, and the Hot Diggity Chicago Style Dogs. Lend the taste of Hastings for an hour beginning at 6 with Omaha's Defiant supplying the music. Then after that, variety show starts with local and area talent
talent bringing all kinds of music, from classic country to contemporary, comedy skits, and surprises, including the winner of the Ugly Sweater Contest. So wear an ugly sweater or dress casual. Remember, different strokes for different folks. At the Hastings Area Chamber of Commerce Variety Show and Taste of Hastings, Friday, November 20th, City Auditorium. $15 tickets are available by calling the Chamber at 402-461-8400.
KHAS.
What was the semifinal action for Clay Center and Chambers? Wildcats moving on to the Coliseum. We did find out, by the way, during the break that it was Greeley Wallback who's going to be taking on Wallace. So it'll be Greeley Wallback and Wallace coming up here next here at Lincoln Southeast. We will not be covering it, but the winner of that match will go to the championship to take on Clay Center. We can look at the fact that the two teams that are going to be playing, Wallace and Greeley Wallback. Wallback is the number 4 seed. Wallace is the number 1 seed at 22-1. They've got 46.65 power points. That's almost unheard of in high school volleyball. I mean, that is a solid team. Wallace at 22-1. They have played some great teams throughout the year, so Wallace clearly the favorite. Greeley Wallback comes up from the number 4 seed, and they are 31-1. Wallace actually 23-1 because they did win yesterday over Dodge. So that's the way that'll set. So it'll be either number 1 Wallace or number 4 Greeley Wallback taking on Clay Center in the championship tomorrow, a game that we will have for you. We are not going to be able to track down the head coach of Clay Center as the celebrations still continue, now off the court as the other two teams are preparing to get started here. So we will wrap things up on that note. Again, please pay attention or give the station a call. Pay attention to our website at hastingslink.com. We'll try to keep that updated for you as the rest of our games. The next match that you will hear on KHAS will be the likely the consolation game between the loser of Sutton Sandy Creek in C2. So we'll have that one for you on KHAS. That will be the next game that you'll be hearing. The next game that we'll be calling will be at KLIQ on our sister station 94.5. That'll be Sutton Sandy Creek coming your way on the breeze at 7 o'clock tonight. So thanks so much for tuning in. Big apologies to the party line people for stealing the second half of the show. Michael will clearly make it up for you next opportunity that he gets, and we'll ask him kindly to do that. So I don't know how he's going to do it, but we'll let him figure that out. But anyway, thanks so much for listening. We'll leave you here from Lincoln Southeast. Rob Osman saying have yourselves a great day, and get a chance. Come on out. Check out these high school playoffs. We've got a lot of great teams. Big thanks to all of our sponsors. Have a great day, folks. We'll talk to you later.
Clay Center Wildcat State Volleyball coverage has been made possible thanks to Cooney Refrigeration, Dahlstein Truck Lines, and Cornerstone Bank. This has been a production of Platte River Radio Sports.